too stunned to be angry yet. She stared at Greg, who was already grabbing his coat from the chair. "And you can clean that as well, you stupid cow," he spat. The final word in an argument that had started as soon as he'd walked in the door, half an hour earlier. Ari had jumped as her husband shouted at her, her hand clasped around a little package she had found in his jacket pocket. Greg had come into the kitchen from the front room. Whatever had been on TV no longer appealed, and he now wanted his tea. She was surprised he hadn't simply yelled at her from the living room. God knows their little terrace house wasn't big. Whichever room he was in, he usually just shouted out his commands. Trust her luck that she should be going through his pockets as he walked in. "What the hell do you think you're doing?" She shrugged. "The clicker for the cooker stopped working again. I thought you might have some matches or a lighter." "Yeah, well, I don't." Greg snatched the jacket out of her hands and walked past her, flicking on the kettle. Ari stood by the little kitchen table, looking at his back as he fumbled his way around the cupboards trying to find where the tea and sugar lived. Her hands clasped the back of the chair, knuckles tightening as she gripped the wood. How had she failed so badly? Nothing she did was right. Back when the twins had first been born, her body had resembled a battleground. 4 years later, instead of improving, she had felt worse. 28 was too young to feel so old. When she had laid down at night, she sank down through the mattress, the sheets and blankets wrapping around her like a shroud. Every morning, she had fought to rise up through them, to simply drag her legs off the side of the bed. The frigid taunts slid off her like everything else. Greg had walked out when the boys were just 8 months old. She had been devastated, and her younger sisters had been distraught. None of them knew how to fix this problem. When Greg's fling chucked him out, he had returned, to Ari's deep relief. All she'd wanted was to succeed, to ensure she provided her sons with a loving father. When he returned after the second affair, rather than relief, she felt only disappointment. That had been a year ago, and it had been a long and dreary one. Greg had returned all hearts and flowers, but almost immediately he resented the implication that he was in the wrong. He then switched to surly and defensive. He would come home from work, snap if food wasn't ready, watch TV and go to bed. Ari would read a book or play solitaire on the kitchen table. Despite his assurances, another affair was overdue. And now, with her new discovery, the moment had arrived. Her pathetic attempt to play at happy families lay in shreds beneath her fingers. "Who's Kelly?" she asked carefully. Greg's outstretched arm paused, then he continued his hunt for sugar in the cupboard. "Who?" "Kelly. She's written you a note and put it in your pocket." "Oh, her. Just one of the girls at work. She writes down everything, we all get them." Still with his back turned, Greg spooned some sugar into a cup and poured water over the tea bag. "It's no big deal." "Does she put little kisses on everyone's notes?" Ari's dismay at finding the note was quickly being replaced, but she wasn't sure yet if it was with anger or relief. She knew the marriage was over, had known it for over a year if she was honest. If she was really honest, she had known it was over from the moment she had said, "I do," 4 years ago. Greg turned to look at her, blowing on his tea and trying to sip it nonchalantly. "Yeah, probably. She's friendly like that. You should try it sometime. See what happens when you go through people's pockets. You're making 2 plus 2 into a whole shitstorm. Something else to nag about." "Sorry," said Ari, shrugging her shoulders. When he called her a nag, she bit her lip. When he jeered that she was stuck up, she turned the other cheek. When he complained that she thought she was too good for him, she brushed it off. Each and every time she had borne the insults. She'd thought she had shown resilience and fortitude. Now she realized all that he saw was a doormat. What a fool she had been. But no longer. This was it. This was the moment when she was finally going to call time on her useless, pathetic marriage. Hot prickles ran over her skin, every part of her panicky and shaking.